Hey guys, welcome to another amazing episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and I have my lovely bestie and eternal co-host with me, Miss Marie Rose. Tonight we're talking about the aura, what it is, why it's so important, why you want to maintain its balance, how to scrub it clean, and so much more. And trust me, you guys, you want to hear this stuff. It's very good to know. But first, we do have some shout outs because we love all of our friends to the show, and without them, we just wouldn't be here. So to kick things off, I just want to say to our friends, Sean, Jamie, Robert, John, and Johnny, thank you so, so much for your continued friendship and support. You guys really mean the world to us, and we're going to keep cranking out amazing episodes because of listeners like you and friends to the show like you. Thank you really from the bottom of my heart. To our friends at Stranger Than and everyone that checked on us throughout the last week to ensure we would make it through Hurricane Irma safe and sound, thank you so very much for reaching out and sending your thoughts and prayers for us, our families, and the entire state of Florida, the Caribbean, to, you know, everyone in Texas that was battling Hurricane Harvey. You know, just thank you for checking up on everybody. It really does mean the world to us, and I'm sure to them. And, you know, it's a tough thing to go through. It really is. We're fortunate where we live in the panhandle that we did not get the direct effects of, well, not the direct effects. I mean, we got some stuff. We got rain and heavy winds, but we didn't get hit like Miami and Tampa and, you know, kind of the rest of Florida. So we are super lucky in that way. And, you know, we're sending our love and support, love and light to everybody. And, you know, help however you can. It's incredibly devastating. And, you know, it's not lost on me that I'm so fortunate and I can, you know, come home to my family and curl up on the couch and read a book or whatever. And, you know, when you go through something like that, you don't always have that luxury in the end. You end up, you know, starting from scratch. So we're definitely sending thoughts, prayers, love and light to everybody. And, you know, if you can donate, please do find an organization that resonates with you, Red Cross or whomever, and, you know, help however you can. So you guys, I've mentioned some podcasts that I'm checking out, and I'm not even going to say I'm checking them out anymore because honestly, I'm like obsessed with all of them, but I'm going to keep talking about these guys because I really, really want everybody to check them out and follow and subscribe and leave amazing reviews. So, Two Hillbilly Horror Stories, Stranger Than, Color Me Dead Podcast, Knock Once for Yes, Don't Break the Oath Podcast, The Halloween Podcast, Criminology, Not Alone, Podcasts We Listen To, Kiwi Crimes, Twisted Philly, The Black Tapes, Dead Creepy Podcast, Let's Start a Cult, The Pod Couple, History Goes Bump, to all of them. I mean, you guys churn out incredible content. Thank you so much for your hard work and dedication. I know I appreciate it. I'm sure all of your friends to your shows really appreciate it. So friends to the Media Matters show, please check all of these guys out. They're incredible. And last but definitely not least, to the always wonderful Fright Fam, including Muse and Tracy, thank you again for including me in your frightening fun. This past Friday, we live tweeted while we watched Suicide Kings, and oh my God, amazing movie if you guys haven't seen it. And I've seen bits and pieces before. So I finally got to watch the whole thing in its entirety, and it was so awesome. And I'm just going to say, Christopher Walken, like, what the hell? I love him. So in any event, you guys, this Friday, we're going to be live tweeting while we watch Hellraiser, and I'm so excited. So everybody's welcome to join. Check us out on Twitter, and it's a frightening good time. So with that, let's get on with the show.
So tonight, everybody, we're talking about the aura. What is the aura? No one knows. I'm just kidding. We know.
Can you see my aura?
Right now?
I'll show you my aura if you show me yours.
Dirty. My aura is clean. I just showered. So what is an aura? Do you know, Marie?
Tell me.
Okay. Let me educate everybody. So the aura is an electromagnetic energy field that surrounds people and animals and things. And it really is. I mean, we've talked about this. Everything has energy.
Yes.
Everything. So the aura is just that energetic field that surrounds all of us and everything. And some people can see it and some people can't. And the aura consists of seven different layers or bodies. And they're known as the physical aura, the astral aura, the mental aura, the astral body, spiritual plane, celestial plane, and the Ketheric or the I am layer. And they each have a different function, and we'll talk about all of that. But each one of those corresponds to one of your seven chakras that's in your body. And we haven't done the chakra episodes yet, but those are to come. And there's so much to say about the chakras. But, you know, I was telling Marie in preparation for this episode that, you know, every time I'm doing research, I find more and more how much everything is connected through energy. Everything. And it ties back to the aura, and it ties back to the chakras, and it ties back to meditation. And it you name it, energy is just defined in so many different ways, and it takes so many different forms. It's incredible. I love it. So yeah, I did tell her that. I'm like,
and I think it's interesting how it just all fits together like a jigsaw mm-hmm. puzzle. Everything has its place. Everything has its purpose.
It does. It really does. So I mentioned that the aura does have seven layers or seven bodies, you know, however you want to call it. And each of those bodies that exist around the physical body has its own frequency, and each one affects the other. And it's kind of like when we talked about self-care, where if one thing is out of balance, it has like a ripple effect or, you know, domino effect, where if it's like your physical body or your, you know, the physical part of you is out of balance, then the emotional part of you is out of balance in the self-care. And it's the same with the auras, the bodies and those subtle bodies, that if one is out, then chances are it's going to have that effect on the other ones, and you're going to see, you know, an imbalance in some of the others. So since they're all interrelated, an imbalance in one leads to an imbalance in the others.
Yeah, the domino effect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's all connected to the activity in the chakra. So let's talk about the bodies. Are you zoning out?
No.
So the first one we're going to talk about is the physical body. And these bodies, you know, depending on what you're reading, they can have different names. So it could be the physical body or the etheric body. In any event, it's the one that's the closest to your actual physical body. And typically when someone can see your aura, it's that body that they're seeing. It's the etheric body.
The etheric.
Mm-hmm. And that one is connected to pleasure and pain and physical health. And it's also connected to your very first chakra, which is your root chakra. And that chakra is associated with the color red. And, you know, when we talk chakras, we're going to tell you guys all kinds of cool stuff about each and every one, including the color and what each chakra does. But they kind of go hand in hand, you know, the auric body and the chakra. So it's not surprising, you know, when I was doing all my research, and I knew a little bit about auras to begin with, but as I dove deeper, you know, it was just really interesting to see that true connection between everything. So this etheric body, it is the bridge between the physical body and the subtle bodies. And like I said, it is the easiest one to see with the naked eye. So I can see auras, and I would say 9 times out of 10, this is the body that I'm looking at.
Are they different colors?
Yes. And they change all the time.
Based on your mood, your health.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So these seven layers of your aura, do they lay on top of each other?
They do. They do. So the way they go is, so there's your actual physical body. The first subtle body is the etheric that we were just talking about. And that one is the easiest one to see. It's connected to your root chakra, which is chakra number one, color red. This plane, if you have smudges or a dark appearance in this subtle body, then the person's general health is poor, and they could be harboring negative feelings. They could be dwelling in a negative space. They could be feeling ungrounded and insecure. So anything that you would find in the root chakra, you're going to find here because they're connected. So again, like I said, we're definitely going to do some episodes on the chakras, and we're going to have to break it up in parts because
there's so much information.
The chakras are super involved, and even any information we put out there is not going to be all the information.
No.
So, yeah. So for this body, for it to be in balance, you need good health, pleasure, and physical comfort. So the second body, or second subtle body, is the emotional. And we've talked a lot of emotion and self-care and in the protecting yourself. And, you know, all of these things are kind of intertwined. But so the emotional body is the second. And this one lies just beyond the etheric body and extends approximately 3 inches away from the body. And it's connected to the sacral chakra, which is the second chakra. And this one is orange in color. And this is where you're going to find the emotional records or history. Marie's trying to measure and see where her emotional body is.
Yeah, three inches.
Your emotional body is at Baskin Robbins right now. I've been trying to talk her into ice cream and she's far stronger than I am. Or maybe not, because I haven't done it yet, but I'm the bad influence. So
God love you.
That's where my emotions are. Baskin Robbins.
That's why you're my friend.
I know. So this, like I said, this is where your emotional records are going to be, or the history and experiences with friends and family. And for healing this plane, you can visualize the color green or surround yourself with green things like grass and trees, or you can be in a green room. Green is a super healing color. It's the color of Archangel Raphael.
Yes.
It really is. Like, when I feel like I need healing somewhere in my body, or I want to send healing to someone, it's always a big bubble of green.
Yes. And doing some healing meditations for my leg, I've done some Archangel Raphael meditations, mm-hmm. and green's always the color, and I think it's done a lot of good.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I mean, I know I use bubbles in different colors all the time around me, around my space, my home, like whatever it is. And green pops up a lot. It's a happy color.
It's a healthy color.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite color. Although you'd never know because I wear a lot of blue. I think that's the universe trying to tell me something. So following that body, we have the mental body. And this isn't mental like you got some problems. This is just the next body, the third in line. And this body is 3 to 8 inches above the emotional body. Marie, do you want to measure?
Do you have a stick?
You're going to need a measuring tape. And this body is related to the ego, the values, and your beliefs. It's connected to the third chakra, which is the solar plexus chakra. And this chakra is yellow in color. The mental body gives us the ability to recognize and have thoughts, beliefs, ideas, and higher mental abilities. It's also where the energy is that we use to change the circumstances around us. So, you know, all of these I just found so interesting as I was doing my research for them and identifying like what each layer does and how closely it ties to what the chakras do. I don't know. I keep saying it, but I can't get over like how everything is so intertwined energetically.
It is. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. I just love it. So now I know that in my mental body, that's where my ego is hanging out. That's where I can go find it. And my values. I mean, I don't think those should be housed together. My ego and my values. So the fourth body is the astral body. And this body connects the lower and the higher planes because it sits right in the middle of all of them.
Just like your heart chakra. Exactly. Imagine that.
Exactly. So it does, oddly enough, or maybe not oddly at all, connect to the heart chakra, which sits right in the middle of the seven chakras. And the heart chakra ties the lower and the higher chakras together. So this chakra is what color, Marie?
Green. Or pink.
Or pink. That's right.
Depending.
That's right.
Mine's green.
Mine is both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It comes out when I see the color come out of my heart chakra. It starts off emerald green and then it's like a really light pink.
Huh.
They like it's almost like gradient together.
Yeah.
But it's distinct, like one color.
That's neat. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know people, you know, they've seen theirs as green. They've seen theirs as pink. And we've met some men who their chakras, their heart chakras are clearly pink. And they're in denial. No, mine is green.
Do I know these ones?
Damn it.
You're looking at me like I do.
Yeah. We'll talk offline.
Okay. I think we should put this in the public record. So in the astral body, you guys, this is the plane. We've talked about this in the past, cord cutting. And how, you know, I think this may have been in the self-protection episode. I can't remember. I have to go back.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Mm-hmm. But we have talked about cord cutting, and this is the body where you're going to find those cords, the cords that connect you with other people. Now, cords, they're not always negative. They're not always positive. It could be a mixture of both. And I've seen some people that have very few cords, and I've seen some people that have so many cords. It's like a rope store.
Oh my.
Yeah.
And that can't be good.
No, that cannot be good at all. And most of those are, you know, they're just weighing you down. So in any event, this is the body, the astral body, where you're going to find those cords. And this body becomes stronger through loving and intimate relationships. Who would have thunk it? Right? Because it's at the heart.
Heart chakra.
Right.
Got it.
Exactly. So it can be weaker during conflicts with loved ones or even breakups, which obviously if you're going through something difficult like that, your heart is going to be sad.
Yes.
And it's going to show in your aura. It's going to look murky.
So does it turn a murky green or a murky pink?
Maybe so. I mean, it might even turn black.
Ew.
So it is said, I did see this in a lot of my research, that this is the plane or the body where the door to the astral world is. It's also the body that's activated through meditation, which makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I feel like they're all activated through meditation, but who am I to say? Who am I? So following that is a spiritual plane or the etheric double, and it's a reflection of the spiritual health. And it also connects you to the universe. So again, I feel like there's a lot of connection, energy and universe and, you know, the divine, and it all is one.
So does that mean with the next chakra up, that's your throat chakra? Is that what it's connected to?
Mm-hmm. It's connected to the fifth chakra, which is the throat chakra, which is what color?
Blue.
You are correct. You get a gold star.
Yay.
So in this body, this is the layer that represents the entire blueprint of the body that exists on this physical plane. It's healed and made stronger by expressing your truth and knowing who you truly are, and it's activated by sound. So all of this, like, totally resonates with, you know, a lot of the stuff that we've already learned. And what are you doing?
I'm looking around for your chime. I think it's appropriate to hit it right now.
You want me to hit the chime?
Yeah, I do want you to hit the chime.
Don't mind the background noise, everyone. So this is some sound, which actually you can use the sound for clearing a space. And it sounds like this. Isn't that lovely?
I love it.
I do too. I do too. I did that right before we started because, you know, you got to clear a space.
Yes, you do.
All right. Sorry for all the extra noise, everybody. So we just activated our spiritual plane or our etheric double. So yeah, connected to the throat chakra. So it's not surprising that this is the body that's healed and made stronger by expressing your truth and knowing who you truly are.
That's deep.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Maybe that's why I'm always wearing blue. I have things to say. I say a whole lot. I don't know what else is trapped in there. Who the heck knows? So the sixth body is the celestial plane. This one corresponds to the sixth chakra, which is the third eye, and is linked to your intuition, which I think that's probably one of the most popular chakras, is the third eye.
Yeah, I think it's the one that's, how do you say it? I don't want to say photographed the most. It's the drawn the most in art.
Very true.
And whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, you see a lot of, you know, the third eye on your forehead, and I really didn't understand what that was all about until we learned this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when people think meditation and any kind of energy work, the third eye usually pops up. It's probably the most popular. So in the celestial plane, this is a layer where you have spiritual awareness, your dreams and your intuition are recorded. It's where acceptance is stored. This is the plane that you can heal with unconditional love, which what can't you heal with unconditional love?
Right.
I feel like you can heal a whole lot. But apparently the celestial plane
is tied
responds
to that.
The most to that unconditional love. So this body can be stimulated through meditation and transformation. And when achieved, we understand our relationship with the universe. We begin to see light and love in everything that exists. And we talked a little bit about that in the self-care episode. You know, when you're really taking care of yourself, which, you know, corresponds to this topic too, the aura. If you're not taking care of yourself, it's going to show in so many different ways. And it's anxiety and stress and illness, and your aura will show it.
It'll be murky.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Nobody likes a murky aura.
No, no. It's such a clear picture of what's going on internally. It really is. So if you can see someone's aura, you can see what's going on the inside, which is, I think, incredible.
So what would happen if you were just sitting on a bench at Walmart and watching everybody come through? Can you see everybody's aura?
I can't. I can. There are times when someone's aura will just appear. And I think it's because those people are possibly less guarded.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's times when I have to focus and really, I don't want to say draw it out, but I really have to kind of spend time in that person's presence. Just, and I don't mean like an hour or, you know, years. I mean like just a few minutes so I can kind of just focus on it.
Remember those pictures that were so popular, I'd say back in the 90s, those where you'd have to stare at them and an image pops out at you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the way you need to exercise your eye in order to see somebody's aura.
You do. I feel like you have to not be looking for it. Do you know what I mean? Like you can't be so hyper-focused where you're like, you know, willing it to appear to you, because then it's not going to. I really, that's been my experience anyway.
Yeah, you really have to relax your eyes.
Mm-hmm. You do. You got to get real chill and lazy with it. But, you know, for me, a lot of time, I mean, it's kind of a mix, I'm going to say, where out of nowhere, I can suddenly see someone's aura. And other times I just kind of sit there and I'm like, oh, let me see if I can see it. And then, you know, inevitably I do. So
about how long does it take you?
It's not long. But again, I really think it depends on the person. If they tend to be a more guarded person,
mm-hmm.
I may not see it at all.
Oh.
So I think it has a lot to do with that. Just like, you know, when you put a bubble around yourself and if you've done a good job, then
the bubble of protection.
People feel it. Yeah. They feel it or, you know, sense it, whatever. And they stop right over there where your bubble starts. So
stay out of my bubble.
I know. Don't touch it. So the last body that we're going to talk about is the Ketherick template, or the I am layer. So I thought this one was pretty cool because this one connects you with the divine, and that's, you know, God or whatever that means for you. For me, it means God and the universal consciousness. So this layer extends up, I believe it's 3 feet away from your physical body.
Okay. So,
so it's up there.
So now I feel like the little kid from A Christmas Story whose mom has put so many layers on him mm-hmm. that he's all limbs are straight out and he's like the Michelin man.
Mm-hmm. Like Marshmallow Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I picture too. I'm like, how is this all layered on top of each other?
Yeah, but like, it just is. Yeah. Was it Ralphie's little brother?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hands out, feet out, can't walk.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Because he's got so many layers on.
I'm picturing it. So in the I am layer, this is the plane that contains the soul contract. And we will definitely be talking about the soul contracts.
Ooh.
At some point, right?
Ooh, that's cool.
I know.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And it houses all the knowledge and experiences the soul has passed through during the current life. It also, interestingly enough, holds the information about previous lifetimes. So when you're doing past life regression, this is where you're going. That's where it's stored, is in that seventh body.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about any of your past lives?
I don't. I recently, well, let me say, when I'm working with people, I get flashes sometimes. It's almost like a small movie clip of something that's gone on in their life. Well,
in their past life?
Something related to them. And I sometimes can tell if it's past, present, or future. I did recently work with someone where I saw a full-on past life situation that went down. And it was just, I didn't understand at first. And my people, you know, my guide said, just wait for it. Pay attention. Just wait for it. And I did. And I just sat there patiently and the whole thing played out. And it was so amazing. That had never happened before.
That's cool.
It was very cool. And I knew, I mean, from the beginning, that time I knew that it was from a past life for this person. So I am not the person that you want to come to for past life regression. If you want a little clip, I'm your girl. But other than that, not really. So this, you know, to wrap up the I am layer, it's the plane that works to balance the other layers. So it's like the mama layer. It checks everybody else. And it represents the feeling of being one with the universe, which I think is really cool. But it makes sense because, you know, I've talked about when I do my meditation or I'm grounding and centering myself, I envision that universal light coming in through my crown chakra.
Yes.
Which this layer, the I am layer, is connected to the crown chakra, which is your seventh chakra and your seventh layer. So I do envision that universal light coming in through my crown chakra and doing its job. And so it does make sense that this would be the one that gives you that feeling of being connected, being one with the universe.
No,
because we are all one.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. It makes total sense to me.
It does make sense. So when you're seeing auras, which, Marie, have you seen auras?
Sometimes, not a lot.
I think there's a misconception that you have to be able to see auras with your physical eyes, and you don't. It's almost like communicating with spirit, where often you will see it in your mind's eye, and you can do the same with someone's aura. So if you focus on it or, you know, ask to see it or whatever your method is, trust the information you're getting. So if you see a rainbow, then trust that that's what it is. If you see dull colors and murky colors and dark colors, trust that it's coming from somewhere. You know, it's coming from them.
I've never thought of it that way before.
Mm-hmm. So those colors, the colors in the aura are very indicative of the health of you and of those bodies. And if you've got stuff going on in your, you know, in your root chakra, then that first body that's closest to you, that physical body, it's not going to be its brightest. It's not going to be, you know, beautiful glowing red or whatever color, you know, a nice bright color. It's going to be, you know, dull looking.
A dull, murky red.
Yeah. Or, you know, some other color. Could be brown, could be
just icky.
Yeah. Could be icky. And you can, you know, you can look at it and know that it's not performing optimally, if you will.
So how do you fix that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Marie. First and foremost, you know, it's important. Why? I'm going to say this. Why is it important, do you think, for your aura to be clear and balanced?
Well, I don't want an ucky one.
Because I don't want it.
I don't want the dirty toy.
Right. But just like with self-care and with self-protection and all of that stuff, and, you know, so much more that we're going to talk about in the future, you want to be balanced overall.
Right, just healthy.
Exactly. You want your aura to be clear and balanced because it provides an increase in your energy. It's an improvement in your physical health. You feel more peaceful and relaxed. You can manage stress. You feel joyful and confident, and you're closer, I think, in general, to everything, the universe, to yourself, to your loved ones and friends. And, you know, there isn't that separation there.
Yeah. Because you are healthy. You're more open.
Mm-hmm. You are. So how do you know if you have something going on with your aura? I think it's like anything else. It's like, you know, you are feeling icky. You're feeling, you know, scatterbrained and sluggish. And maybe you feel physically ill. And that could be, you know, a sign that there's something going on with not just your aura, but your chakras, and you're not taking care of yourself. And
something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Something's wrong somewhere.
Right. You feel out of sorts and disconnected. You feel weighed down and heavy, worried, anxious. You feel you have that brain fog, which...
Oh, I've had that feeling before.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people have. So, you know, that's not an inclusive list by any means, but... You know, that's some of the ways that you can know that you have something going on. And that's true for, you know, like I said, a lot of the other things we've talked about, the self-care and self-protection and all of those things, because they all kind of go hand in hand. So what do you do if your aura is out of balance? It's kind of like the stuff with self-care and self-protection. One of the things I like to do, and I've talked about this so many different times, is I envision light. And it could be the universal light coming in through my crown chakra. And if that's the method I choose, then I usually do this in like a meditation. And I envision a big bubble surrounding me. And I'll go with the first color that comes to me. White is very healing and protective and all of that. So I might usually gravitate towards white, but sometimes it's a gold light. Sometimes it's green. Sometimes, you know, it's, I really just kind of go with whatever.
Whatever you need that day.
Exactly. Whatever pops in first. And I envision that bubble washing over me and almost like squeezing out everything that's toxic and that I don't need. And it's almost like, it's like a, like squeezing it out and like it's being suctioned out at the same time. So all that's left on inside that bubble is me and everything that's going to benefit me, you know, like my highest good.
Yeah, good energy.
Mm-hmm. Good healing, positive energy. So that's one way you can do it. Another way is you can do energy healing sessions or Reiki sessions. Those are really, really good. And we do work, you know, hence the name, with your energy.
Yes.
So a Reiki practitioner would be a really good person to see if you feel like your aura is out of balance or you need some self-care. And, you know, one of the things we do in a Reiki session is we do fluff and smooth out your aura.
Yes, at the very end.
Mm-hmm. When your session is almost done. It's one of the last things we do. And I know when I'm having a session done, I can feel that. I can feel the difference. And
oh, it feels good.
Mm-hmm. And how I get up from, you know, that massage table and I'm like, oh my God, I just slept for 47 days. It does feel really nice. So another thing that you can do in addition to the, you know, the bubble of light and the energy healing session is you can smudge. And that is white sage. And I talk about this in probably almost episode because it's probably every episode because it's my one of my favorite things to do. But I get my white sage and I smudge the house. And that means I am clearing it of negative energies, things that just feel stagnant, things that just are not vibing with me. And I also take the opportunity to smudge myself at the same time.
I probably need to do more of that.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorites. I do that at least once a week.
Once a week?
Mm-hmm. But I have, you know, I host a lot of things here. We record here. We do Reiki here. We, you know, anytime we have someone over, I try to remember when they leave to smudge the house. And I don't go through my entire routine every single time. I might light, you know, incense in every room or make sure I have candles burning or, you know, whatever it is that I feel is going to clear that space and, you know, maybe leave my sage stick burning by the front door. So I'm like, as you walk out, take your junk with you. Take it all with you because I don't want it. So there's a lot of different things that you can do if you feel like you're out of balance and you want to bring your aura back into balance. What are some of your thoughts, Marie?
I like your idea of saging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I feel out of balance, a good meditation always is good for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I wake up in the morning, I try to center myself and bring all the chakras to light and just stretch and think about the day and, you know, put that protective white bubble around me of protection before I start my day and ask for guidance and that I don't say or do anything stupid and and roll out of bed.
Oh, we're asking a lot. I do the same thing. I'm like, please shut my mouth. Oh, yeah. No, that's good to do. I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. I've talked about what I do in the shower with envisioning, you know, the water coming out in the different colors of the chakras and washing over me. And that one feels really, really good. I wanted to mention the sun and the moon water.
Oh.
Because that is so cleansing.
Yes.
I really, really enjoy. So when there is full blown sunlight out, like, you know, all day sunlight, we like to put a clear glass jar of water outside, and we, you know, do like a little meditation over it, a little Reiki session, if you will, on that jar of water, and we put it out in the sunlight so it's infused with that amazing, beautiful sunshine energy. And we drink that within 24 hours because that's when the energy is the most potent. And we do the same thing when there's a full moon.
Yes.
And with the full moon, it's cool because you can do it the day of the full moon, 2 days before and 2 days after. But so incredible. And I find, for me, sun water is really potent. And I think your choice is the moon water, right?
Yes. The moon water just makes me happy, makes me giddy almost.
Mm-hmm. It's just so good. And if I think that I won't be able to use it within 24 hours, then I like water plants with it. And, you know, I always make sure that I give my dogs some so they have that beautiful, you know, energetic infusing water.
Yeah, I always water my plants mm-hmm. with it if I'm not going to drink at all.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I make too much.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I'll cook with it. I'm like, everything's going to have moonlight in it. All of it. So this is really along the same lines of the self-care, which we just did this episode on self-care. And so these kind of go hand in hand. And that's why we wanted to do them back to back, because they really are so intertwined. And if you're talking healing your aura, you're also talking self-care. And if you're talking self-care, you're talking about healing your aura and protecting yourself and, you know, so on and so forth. Yeah, but
it's all connected.
Mm-hmm, it really is. But I know, you know, sometimes I do feel, or I can see in my mind's eye, that my aura has got some holes in it or there's something going on. And I will call in Archangel Raphael and ask him to heal and restore those auric bodies.
Yeah, you don't want those holes in your aura, because that's how hitchhikers and whatnot mm-hmm. get in.
And we know all about that.
Yeah, we've learned that the hard way.
We have. So, I mean, it really just goes back to trust yourself. If you're feeling a certain way, trust yourself and do something about it. And, you know, again, we said this in the self-care episode. We do not by any means want you to bypass going to see a healthcare professional if that's what you truly need. This is not a substitution for that. It's just to give you additional options, additional right. things to consider.
Right.
In conjunction with.
Yeah, definitely, you know, see your doctor first. I mean, everything that we talk about only helps right. helps that, enhances that. But you definitely want to see your doctor of choice first.
Exactly. So we always want to hear what you guys have experienced. If you have any stories about some imbalances in your aura and how you were able to heal that, no matter, you know, what the avenue, healthcare professional or on your own, we definitely want to hear about it. So share those stories with us, because, you know, we enjoy sharing that with everybody else. And, you know, it's always nice when you can tell a story like that and it really resonates with somebody else and they find that they too are in the same position and they're like, oh, hey, you know, if that worked for you, maybe it'll work for me.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting, even with the old bum leg here, because we had a really, really good Reiki session. Mm-hmm. Chantel and our teacher did a really good Reiki session on me and concentrated on my leg. And when I went back to the doctor and he x-rayed it, he's like, okay, say goodbye to the crutch. And I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't I have another 2 weeks with it? He said, nope, we're getting rid of it. Mm-hmm. You're doing well. And, I mean, this is supposed to be a 4 to 6 week process. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that with everything that we're talking about, the self-care and the Reiki, I'm hoping that it's more toward the 4 week end as opposed to the 6 week end. Mm-hmm. So, we will see.
Yeah, we will. We definitely will. And can we say definitively that it's because we did some energy healing on Marie or she used essential oils? Nope. We can't prove it. But in our hearts and in our minds. I mean, I am a believer. I really do believe. Right. I believe. I have, before I learned how to do remote healing, I had done some, you know, my version of remote healing on my dog, Honey. And she, She used to have like the itchiest ears all the time and always something going on because floppy eared dogs just are prone to that. And so I remember one night doing that and, you know, really focusing my energy and my attention on relieving that discomfort for her. And in no time, she was fast asleep. And I was so floored because that had never happened.
Oh,
yeah. Usually I would have to get up and clean her ears out and put something in there, some kind of, you know, medication or something to, you know, relieve whatever was going on. And so it was just really cool that, you know, it could have been anything. It could have been pure coincidence. But to me, it was energy. It was all energy. And yeah. I've tried it since. And now I know how to do the proper energy healing.
Yeah.
But every now and then I still go back to just really focusing my attention and my energy. And it works every time.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And it always feels good when you're able to help your little babies.
It does. Or anybody. So it's really awesome.
With that, friends, it's the end of another amazing show. And I hope we were able to cover the basics of the aura because it's so in-depth. And we'll definitely talk about it more in the future. Make sure you send us your questions if you have any, your stories, your experience, your experiences with the aura. Let us know how, you know, what you know about it and what you want to share. And we'll share it with the rest of our friends. We have some fun things coming up in October because, let's face it, October is the best. It kicks off the holiday season and, well, it's just the best. So in the month of October, we've already said this before, but I'm going to say it again. We are going to air 2 episodes per week. Not one, but 2. Every Tuesday and Thursday in the month of October, we are bringing you the Fright because October's the best. So let us know if you guys have any haunting topics you'd like us to cover. Send your suggestions to the medium at themediummatters.com and we will be sure to check them out. And as an added bonus for the month of October, we are collaborating again with our friends Lee and Andy with Don't Break the Oath podcast. Yes, because amazing magic deserves an extra helping. So yeah, make sure you guys follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Medium Matters. Email us your questions, stories of all kinds to include ghost stories, topic suggestions, and more at themediummatters.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show because, you know, it's an awesome show. You can find every episode we have done so far at Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and Stitcher. And please take a few minutes to leave us an awesome review because we work our tails off for you. It, you know, the reviews also help others find our show and carry us up the ranks because, you know, that's what we want. And lastly, check out themediummatters.com for blog posts, show notes, upcoming events, and even more. And in the coming days, we'll also be up and active with a Patreon page where you can help support the show. And those contributions that you make go towards show expenses, research, equipment, and all kinds of other things in support of the show. So your support, you guys, it's always appreciated in any and every form. We just love you. So thank you again for joining us for another amazing episode. Love and light to one and all. Good night, friends.